Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. Today I have my friend Mariah from California. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good. I think we've bonded a lot closer in the last couple of months. We've talked to each other on Twitter off and on for like a couple of years, but like this last month, like we've gotten like closer and we give each other song of the days and stuff outside of Bon Jovi, of course.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so anyway, I'm glad that you're on the podcast. I know we've talked about it for a while, so I'm glad that you're on. And how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I love
So
talking music any chance I get, so that's why I'm on Twitter so much.
me too. But anyway, before we get into our fun topic, I always like to ask my guests, how did you become a Bon Jovi fan?
Yeah, so my dad was super into how he 80s kid, so born in 73, so he was all into all the 80s rock and metal. And introduced that to my siblings and I. So I've always had Bon Jovi like from an early age. Primarily their 80s stuff, but for some reason, and it's my life too, but the only other song that snuck in there was We Were Born to Follow. Have no idea how he found that one, because that was the only other 2000s Bon Jovi song he knew. But that was the one that like really latched. I really latched on to that one, and I played it a whole lot growing up. And then when I, yeah.
Okay.
And then when I got more into music, I was like, I should maybe start like listening to full albums. I've always liked Bon Jovi. So then I just, listened to all of their albums, I think over the span of like 2 days or something. Like I was just, one after the next. No particular order either, just the ones that the album cover intrigued me, the most. And yeah, so that's how I became a much bigger Bon Jovi fan. And yeah, been a Bon Jovi fan for as long as I can remember.
So I know we're going to get into the song here, so I'm not going to ask you that question, but what's your favorite album?
It switches between These Days and Keep the Faith. It's
Well,
could be either one.
the peak of Bon Jovi, I always say, and we've talked about this before, 90s was peak Bon Jovi, and then These Days was peak of that peak, and just an incredible era, really. Keep the Faith in, These Days, that whole, those two albums are just phenomenal.
They're so good, and I really value like lyrics and songwriting and stuff, and they were just doing that so good. The next two in my top four were the ones that came, the two that came directly after that. So I just am like that 90s, early 2000s was just the best.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into our topic of the day. We are going to talk about your favorite song.
Yep. Someday I'll be Saturday night.
There you go. So this song was written by John Ritchie and Desmond Child. It was released as a single in February of 1995. A little backstory before we dive deep into this. So this song was written in the early stages of These Days. These Days was originally written, started to be written in 94, and it was supposed to be, I think, later released in late 94, and then it got delayed, and so the band decided to put out a greatest hits, Crossroad. So Saturday Night actually got put onto Crossroad instead of These Days, which, if you listen, which we'll get into, the lyrics are very fitting for the These Days album. So, I guess before I start talking your ear off about this song, why is it your favorite?
I just think it's the best combination of catchy, it's a really good one to sing along to, but it also has a really deep lyrical meaning, and I like they have, references to other songs in there, like, Billie Jean, and I just think, I don't know, it's just Bon Jovi at its best to
Yeah.
me.
Well, and you mentioned the characters. It introduces, we've been so used to Tommy and Gina. I mean, really, I guess at that period, you only had, Prayer and 99 in the Shade. But this song introduced new characters, Jim and Billie Jean, and so the storyline is, Jim, who's going through a really hard time, he's struggling, he's he can't find a job. And then you got Billie Jean, who is a, I think she's 16, and she's being abused by her foster father, and so she leaves and becomes a, you know, a prostitute on the streets just to survive and make it. So that's cool that we have like two new characters in the story. Obviously, I think the meaning of the whole song is just it's optimism through a really tough time, and it's, you know, it's pretty much along the line like the lyrics, you know, I may not be all right today, but I'll get there. You know, we'll get better. You know, so the whole song just talks about, you know, struggles in life, you know, down on your luck, and you know, just struggling and holding on to your dreams despite struggles. That's how I interpret it, at least. And
You know that it's like it's maybe a bad day today. It may be a bad day tomorrow, but someday it
not
won't be.
Saturday. Not Saturday. It'll be a good day Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be a good day. You know, someday I'll be, you know, the party night of the week, the fun night of the week, the day you don't have work tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's definitely you know, it like I said earlier, it would have really fit for these days, right? You know, with the lyric, and you know, like the whole these for me, the whole These Days album is we're all going through a really hard time together, but let's find the light at the end of the tunnel together. And I think that's what this song is about.
Yeah, it fits in well with the title track of These Days, you know, for one, for sure. Like that, it's kind of similar, and I love that song. And Hey God is like my second favorite Bon Jovi song. It just fits all in with that kind of general
Yeah,
sentiment.
absolutely. Let's talk about the box set demo first. So the you've heard obviously you've heard the demo of
Yeah.
this. Yeah. So there's a on the 2004 box set, 100 million Bon Jovi fans can't be wrong. There's a box set demo of this, and I love what I love about hearing demos and stuff is I love hearing the rough cut and seeing how it progresses to the final cut, and the demo of this is actually really good. I like that intro. I know there was some random at first, and then John comes in and goes, "I'm going drinking," which, you know, then leads into, you know, the different intro. You know, it's not that, "Hey man, I'm alive. I've taken each day." It's just it starts out musically different, which I thought was pretty cool.
I do really like that. I love demos for the same reason. I love seeing, okay, the final version that I know and love. You know, how did it start? What was a version of it? And how, you know, what were the things they decided to change or they thought didn't work? And there's a little bit, there's some differences in the demo, you know, for sure. And I think that's always pretty cool to listen to.
Well, especially the lyrics. And so the one lyric that I wish had stayed, and I absolutely just love this lyric. "This world ain't so cut and dry. I can't get why the wrong and right. I ain't here to justify what I gotta do to survive." And then it picks up into the chorus. I just love those lines. I love the way that John delivers it, and I love the way that it kind of flows into the chorus.
I'm surprised he didn't make it.
I know it's I mean, there's some other different lyrics too on that demo that were like really good, but still, like I said, it's still cool to compare from the box set to what we know it as now. Music video, love the video. I love the tone of the video. The you know storyline. If I remember correctly, they're based in Vegas. The storyline's in Vegas, and John's at this coffee bar or something. He's reading the Saturday paper. And I think the band comes in at the end because I remember there's a part where John leaves the bar and then goes to another hangout spot, whatever, and he goes behind Richie and, you know, does something like this, covers his eyes. And but I think John looks so cool. I always my favorite photography and style era, that makes sense, was the Crossroad era. I just love the way they took the photos back then, you know, the way that John looked. And he just looks awesome in the.
No, he looks so cool. Like the whole haircut thing and all that, you know, at the time, like that just really suits him. And it's such a mature shoot. And it just really feels like, yeah, this is who Bon Jovi is, you know, this is them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, part of the other video was, you know, so it's not really focused on the band, it's more focused on the story, which is good because it kind of tells you the story of the video. You see, so I think the guy in the wheelchair, I think that is supposed to be Jim, I'm assuming. And then obviously the prostitute is Billie Jean. And
Yeah.
so I kind of wish they would have went further into a story. Like you get what the story is about, but I wish there was more of a story in there.
Yeah, the video could have been a little longer, I think. I feel like they could have gone a little further and done a little more with the video.
Yeah, I did like the ending though when I'm just going to call him Jim. When Jim in his wheelchair, he tries to save the girl in her room, and the guys are leaving, and he grabs onto the guy and yanks him down and falls out from his wheelchair. And and I think right there shows optimism in the song and the video. Like, this guy, he's down on his luck and he's lost everything, and he's confined to a wheelchair, but yet he was willing to save somebody else and do whatever he could to save her. So that's, it kind of shows a little bit of the optimism, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the music. I got a lot to say, and I better let you have a turn in talking here.
Oh, go ahead. Go
Oh no,
ahead.
I have a lot to say. All right, we'll start off with the intro. Obviously, the original version that we know on Crossroad is, "Hey man, I'm alive. I'm taking each day, night at a time." And I love the way that John did that live, which we'll
Yeah, I
get
do too.
into. Especially the Melbourne 1995 version that's on the One Wild Night CD, when he does that very slow acoustic vocal very slowly, and then the band comes in. I love that. I love the way this is probably one of my favorite songs that John plays on guitar as far as rhythm and playing chords.
Yes.
I know you're not into playing guitar and stuff, but I think it's like the E, A, B sus 4, A, and then the C minor, I think.
Take your word for it.
What's that?
I said, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I ain't bluffing. I love the drum buildup that's in the verses that goes into the pre-chorus and then the chorus. I think it has a very fun flow to it. Like, for example, like in the chorus, you got part of the chorus, and then all of a sudden you get the hey, 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 and it picks right back up and then
Yep.
do the rest of the chorus. I think that's brilliant. Obviously, the chorus is so catchy, and I
Oh,
dare
yeah.
anyone that's listening to this podcast to go listen to Someday I'll Be Saturday Night and not sing along. It's impossible.
No, you can't. You feel like you have to. You feel like it's so joyful that, out of the darkness, and then you just feel like you have to.
Even when you're pissed off at the world, you put it on and it's a Misery Loves Company kind of song. You just sing along to it and get out your frustration, your anger, and then the second verse is my favorite part of the song. And I love the way that John delivers these lines. I want to blow myself away. Don't know if I can. I wish that I
Absolutely.
could be in some other time and place with someone else's soul and someone else's face.
I think that's such a good line. I just think
And it's
lines.
the darkest part of the song too,
It is.
like people said about These Days. People said, well, These Days is John's darkest album or the band's darkest album. And I think when you first listen to that album or just those lines right there, it does sound like it's really dark. But listen to the rest of it, and you find that it's more of a Misery Loves Company, but let's find hope together. And
Yes.
so I really love how dark those lines are. But then as the song goes on, you're optimistic. But yeah, those are really dark lines. And then Richie's solo, very bluesy, which gives you These Days vibes.
Absolutely.
So that was pretty cool. And then after the guitar solo, I love that. Love John's verse. It may not be tomorrow, but that's okay. I ain't going down. I'm gonna find a way.
I love the way he delivers those lines. The whole end of the song,
Yeah.
like, love the way it starts, love that, love the way it ends. I think it those he just says it so well.
Yeah, because after the solo, it's very calm, because the song, like I said, has that really good flow where it's up and down, up and down. And then after that solo, things kind of calm down. And then he starts, saying the verse there. And then all of a sudden, like I said, it may not be tomorrow, but that's okay. And then, it starts that drum build up and back right into the chorus. And then another, I keep saying my favorite part, I have so many, but my last favorite part of the song is John's scream at the end when he's singing Whoa-Oh Saturday Night, and he's holding the note in night. And you
Yes.
like, I just love the way that outro kind of goes out, and then he just says, all right, Saturday night, and then it kind of fades out. It's perfect.
And I dare people not to not sing along to that part of it. It's just impossible. It just feels like you have to, or at least try.
Oh, I can do it. It's just not in key and not anything.
Yeah, that's why that's a fun one to, sing when no one else is around, maybe to judge.
Oh, I don't care if people are around me. I'll still do it.
Good, good. So it should be. My mom likes that one. She likes to try and sing along with me, and she doesn't even sing along to songs much. So I always find that cool. I think it's because she relates to some of the lyrics with her childhood, but it's always so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's your favorite part of the song? I just named you five of them, but.
I know. And you named mine the very end, the Saturday night where he's holding on to that, and then the whole part where, with someone else's soul, someone else's face, that whole verse two, I wanna blow myself away, don't know if I can. I really love the way he delivers that. But the pre-chorus I love, where it's like, yeah, Tuesday might go my way. These things might, like, I've got some hope for the week. I've got some hope for, the days, but and these and Thursdays and Fridays ain't been kind, which I kind of think of as like people, like
Yeah.
these people, these places, they haven't been kind, but someday I'll be Saturday night. Like, I have enough confidence and faith in myself to make it. And I just really like the metaphor almost that he uses, or maybe that's just me seeing it there, but.
No, I like that. I like that point of view. That's yeah, I like that. I also want to say one more thing too. Just with the whole line, I want to blow myself away. I don't know if I can. That's probably the darkest lyric that he may have ever written.
Yeah.
And like that's like really, I just want to make a point of it that's really like bottom at the barrel. I hate myself and is question if there's a way out of this feeling. That's like the bottom of the barrel of dark. And and we both know this, the song picks up to a more optimistic sound, but like that whole verse right there just always gives me chills and goosebumps. It's just,
Yeah.
yeah.
And for me, the whole I don't know if I can part, because people consider it, but then when it comes down to it, I know so many people who have considered suicide. I know people who have been in that exact situation where they were in foster care, and then it comes time to age out and you're 18, and then the well, I don't think there's anything out there for me. I can't live on the streets. I would like to kill myself, but so many of them, just I don't know if I can do that. Like, when it comes down to it, that's not something I can think I can do. And I feel like that's just so relevant to
Absolutely.
experiences and that. And that's, not something that John or probably the writers have experienced, but it's something very real to people. And I really like how Bon Jovi does that. They put a lot of lines in there that are really real to people, and just understanding of everything we go through as human beings.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of my point with the whole this song and like These Days album. It's more of a misery loves company. Let's get through it together. Kind of like you're not alone,
Yeah.
kind of thing. And that's great. And that's what I think. I know for me, for my dark days, that's what's helped me get through them is having songs that say, "Okay, I'm not alone," and this is how this person feels, and so on. What's your favorite lyric?
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite, or was that your favorite lyric?
That was probably my favorite. I just love that whole verse two and how he
Yeah.
does it, and or the, the days who haven't been kind, that whole
Yeah.
one. That's what I think. It just causes me to think, and I like that in music.
Yeah, absolutely. Mine is gotta live my life like I ain't got nothing but this roll of the dice. I'm feeling like a Monday. Someday I'll be Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. It reminds me of It's My Life, too, kind of that general sentiment.
I can see that. Yeah. Yeah, it's I mean, I said that's my favorite lyric, but I just named you like three other favorite lyrics. I pretty much named you the whole song.
It's impossible to pick a, sometimes to pick a favorite album, favorite song, favorite lyric. There's so much to choose from.
Usually I can find a favorite lyric and that's it. But this is one of the very rare songs where I have like, oh, this is my favorite, but then this is my favorite. And it's all about delivery too. You know, the way that,
Yeah.
just like I said about, like the box set lyric, or this word ain't so cut and dry, that whole verse, or it may not be tomorrow, but that's okay, or I want to blow myself away,
It has to be believable.
Yeah, all those lyrics is delivery. And that's why it's hard for me to get into a song where the artist didn't write the song. Sure, like singers, they can, have a song that they didn't write and have a relation to it and sing it. And okay, there's might be some purity there, but when an artist like Bon Jovi writes their own songs, they have that kind of delivery and that devotion to put into the lyrics and make you, like you said, believe it.
Oh yeah,
And
absolutely.
that what makes music magical, and that's what connects people, I think, when it's, like I said earlier, when you're feeling down and just hard on yourself, and you find a song that you can relate to and think, okay, I'm not alone. This person's feeling the same way that I do. That's what makes music so magical, I think.
I agree. And I think that's a big thing we're missing in music now. Less and less artists are writing their own songs. Or at least co-writing, because co-writing, that's different, obviously. You have a hand in it, but there's so much less of a connection, and it's just something they feel can make them money, and that's not what music should be about.
Exactly. And there's no substance in a lot
No.
of today's music. Like the songs, like, Living on a Prayer was just back on the Billboard charts. I don't pay attention to charts, but
No, but it was cool to see. I did see that headline. Yeah.
a song that's 38 years old and it's still comes on the charts. I mean, so the whole point is, music can be timeless when it has substance to it. But like the songs that are out today, they won't have any relevance in the future,
No, when they're not in the spotlight, there's like three or four I can think of that may have relevance, 35, 40 years from now, but most of them won't. Most of them I just hear and I'm like, brainless, soulless, wow, those lyrics are awful. Like, it's so many of them are just gross too, or I'm just like,
Yeah, no way. Yeah, there's no, I guess I'm straying away here, but there's no substance in the, it's meant to be catchy and on radio, and that's what people want. I mean, like, you and I are very rare in like our age group where people like substance in their music. A lot of people, my age, your age, just want something that's catching to something, just background music. When I have, like, for example, my wife. She loves to have music on in the background, but not loud, just very low, like especially like when we're on trips. And this is
wow.
where we butt heads. When I listen to music, I love it loud. I love listening to it on repeat, and
Yep.
I drive her nuts. When she listens to music, especially like on a road trip, she has to have it like volume 5, very low, just in the background. Not me, I have to have it loud. I
Oh,
have
I've got it. Yeah, I've got it blasting. My mom's the same way,
Yeah.
It'll be low, except if it's like there's a couple of songs, like Love Shack by B-52s is one of them, where she'll have it, so loud. But, we can have a silent car ride, which is rare with her. But I turn on music and I turn it loud, and that's when she wants to start talking. And I'm like, Mom, no. Whatever. It's been a while since I've been in the car with her, but when I am, it's like, no, I want to listen to the song. I want to sing. I want to crank the windows down.
Zip
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
I'll
zip
start a song over again. I'm like, nope, I didn't get to hear that one. We're starting over.
Oh, that's funny. Let's to kind of conclude this, let's talk about it live because it's a fan favorite and it isn't a staple in the set list. It gets played quite a bit, which is great. I love it live. You've seen it live, right?
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh my gosh. Next tour. We go and we hold a sign saying play someday, I'll be Saturday night.
Absolutely, absolutely. That would be so cool.
Yeah, it's but from YouTube videos and listening to
Oh
live.
yeah, I've seen YouTube videos and all that,
Yeah, So and they've done it in different ways over the years. You know, obviously, like I said, you know, the Melbourne 1995 intro, I love the way that he did that. And vocals are just out of this world. And you know, it's just him and a guitar, and he's just playing notes, chords. And I also love the way they did it acoustic in the late 90s. You know, him and Richie would do some like promo stuff. Him and Richie would play Saturday Night solo or acoustic together. And amazing, you know, and you can really grasp the vocal part of the song, which I really loved.
Yeah, they're really
Right.
good at doing things acoustic. I mean, there's a reason that, they're credited for kicking off the whole unplugged craze.
Yes.
You know, 'cause they do it well, and I don't know if there's any band I know that just does it better. Like, you just feel the emotion, and they really are good at sticking to the song you know, but also changing it, keeping it interesting.
Yeah.
And, keep making it still great to sing along to.
Yeah. Well, and I think it also makes it the song more intimate too. You know, like I was listening to Always acoustic earlier from '94, and just two guitars and John Rich. I don't think Rich was singing on this one. It was just John vocally, but Richie and John on guitar, and just all broken down. And that's another thing that goes into like today's music versus, you know, artists like Bon Jovi. Today's artists have so much computer and tech and all this junk in their songs,
You take the soul out of it.
and you take the soul out of it. And so when you break it down to a basic song, it doesn't sound any good. But like Bon Jovi can, you know, write a great song and have, you know, the drums and the keys and the bass and this and that on the song, but they can also strip it down to just them and a guitar, and it still sounds just as amazing.
Yeah, because it's got enough to stand on, it's not reliant on a bunch of tricks and a lot of. Even specific instruments or anything to make it good, it can stand on its own and just about any form you put it into, and that's no longer true of a lot of music.
Yeah, exactly. And another thing I loved about this song live too, just recently, this house tour, I think at least in 2019, I loved when they'd play Saturday Night, and then at the end they would do like this fun outro. So you have Hugh, John, Phil, and Shanks all side by side, and they're waving their guitars back and forth during the outro. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if that song continues live, I'd love for them to do that. That's pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah. I hope they tour at some point.
Yeah.
Again, I think everyone could, they could use a little more Bon Jovi, use some concerts and all that. That'd be pretty great.
I know I could.
Yeah. I'm never turning down a concert.
Me either. And well, there's one other thing I want to say. Oh, and I also love watching John play guitar. You know, because I play guitar, so I like to watch how he plays the chords and stuff. But if you watch him play this song versus another song where he plays his Takamine, you know, he just seems like he really enjoys playing this one. Any performance you find of that song, you can tell he really enjoys playing it. Make sense? Yeah.
And that's super important, for artists who, and all the members who love playing a song. You can tell it's no matter what song it is, whether it's the most popular one or not, that's always super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you want to say about this song? Now or forever hold your peace.
Not that I could think of, just, I loved it the first time. First time I heard it, I instantly latched onto it, and I remember playing it over and over and over, and I remember showing, my family, I remember showing my friends, and I was just like, this is a good song. People would, laugh at me for, I'd get in the car and they'd let me play music, and Bon Jovi or whatever the other bands, they're just, you love this band, and I'm like, yes, I do,
And that's another thing is too, is especially people, you know, in our age groups, people don't have a favorite artist anymore. People
No.
just was what I'm looking for here. People just like, oh yeah, I just like music, and I like any genre, I like any song. But like for me, like I was just saying earlier, when I love a band or I love a song, I love it hard. Like I'll find a song that I have found and love, and I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch 20 different live versions of it, and I'll have it on repeat and I'll have my wife annoyed with me for the rest of the day. But people don't do that anymore. Like, people will hear a song just once and then move on to the next one. And I don't
Yeah, I
know.
can't do that. I can't
Maybe
do
we're
that.
the
I'm with
weird.
you.
Maybe we're the weirdos.
Maybe, but if we're weird, I don't want to be normal. I'm good with being weird. I like it.
Exactly. But anyway, stay on. I'm going to end the chat. But before I do, thank you again for coming on and talking about this song. And it was great to have you on. And I definitely want to have you on again.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Good. All right. Thanks, Mariah.
Thank you.